Here we go. Hi everyone, and welcome to I Think You're Cool with Michaela Prilliam and Jasmine Grell. I'm the latter and here's the former.
Hey folks, today we're going to be talking about Paige Wordsworth's debut book, Butterflies with Curly Hair.
Wow, I love that book title.
Yeah, totally. And her name is such a perfect name for an author. Anyway, this is a beautiful book of poetry about relationships in the modern age. However, she herself is not brought up in the modern age, so she has a refreshing look on things.
Yeah, I mean, something that I really appreciate about the fact that she's older and didn't grow up in technology is that she's not kind of like an old grump about it. You know what I mean? Like, so many people are like, well, back in my day, and she really is open and accepting of technology, but is really aware of her use of it. Because she has this view of an outsider looking in, she's really aware of it, and so she writes about it so much, and then that makes the reader more aware of it. So I'm going through my day, and I'm chatting with someone who I haven't seen since high school on Facebook, and I start thinking about, you know, poems of hers that I've read.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the way she integrates her kids into her poems as well is very interesting, especially because her kids grew up with the technology. And with her kids growing up with that technology, she sees how it's affecting their lives and how they're going to have relationships that she didn't, because they fell out or she just didn't see them, like you said. And she's going to see how that's so much different and so much richer in certain ways and not richer in other ways. But I love that she doesn't scrutinize because it's not richer in some ways, or is like depressed because she doesn't have those rich relationships. So,
yeah, for sure. You brought up her kids. I mean, her relationship with her kids is so melancholy, you know, because obviously they're her children and she loves them, but she's so far away from them. And so it's something that she talks about all the time, because she can be in their lives because of technology. She can text them and Skype with them. And I think she even has like a few grandkids who she'll Skype with. But then she's sad when they're gone, because they're just gone so immediately. And there's not that physicality that she had, you know, with like having them as her kids, you know?
Yeah, I was surprised that she even had grandkids, because she's 42, like that's so young, but I guess that's just how she grew up. But at the same time, speaking of grandkids and grandmas, like her parents are far away as well, and she wants to have that relationship that she kind of has with her kids, with like the technology and stuff, where she has that constant connection, but her parents are so not accepting of the technology, and you can see that she is really kind of hurt by it, because she really wants the connection that her kids and she have with each other, but she can't have it because they're not like in the technology age.
Yeah, and the other thing is that that she's kind of, her parents are at an age where she kind of has to play the role of caregiver, and it's new to her, and she doesn't know how to. And because her parents are far away too, like she's struggling with how to be the caregiver when they don't want that, and they also don't have a regular like way of communication. She worries about them a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's so apparent in some of the poems that she wrote about them. She really loves them, and you can see that, and it's so apparent. But she just doesn't know how to show them, because she's trying to show them in a way that she knows or she is learning how to show them with the technology and all the stuff that's going on. but she can't, and it's kind of sad, and I like want to go home and like text my parents and be like, hey guys, I really love you. But yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, what else? I have, you know, things for us to talk about. What else should we talk about? Let's talk about
her jar.
Yeah, I was even gonna say, do you want to talk about the cover art that was released during the book? I'm gonna talk about the cover art, and then you can talk about the jar, because the jar is on the cover art. Guys, if you haven't seen the cover art, you can find it on our website, www.ithinkyourcool.com. It's, oh my gosh, it's breathtaking. It has this beautifully sketched mason jar, and I don't remember the artist that she got to design it, but it's amazing. She has this beautifully sketched mason jar, and then it has butterflies with curly hair, which is the title of the book, and we're gonna get to the title poem in a little bit too, because that's definitely something to talk about. And then it has I don't know if you guys follow Paige Wordsworth on Twitter, but you should do that too if you like her book, because a lot of her tweets are poetry, and the very first tweet she ever did is on that poster, and it's, oh my gosh, it's great. It sets the whole premise of the book, so go check that out. Okay, you want to talk about the mason jar?
Oh yeah. So in her first tweet, she explains how she used to keep her thoughts in this mason jar. And I think that's such a cool project that we all should try for once in our lives, is to just write things down and keep it in a mason jar. And she would just write like stanzas of a poem, or just like a word, or just a line. And she would put it in this mason jar. And when Twitter and technology were released, she started to put that out to the world. And she realized that people have the same thoughts as she did. She thought she was kind of alone in it. And that's why she had the mason jar, because she wanted to get it out, but she didn't know how and things like that. And now that she has a Twitter, she can like give it to the world, and it's such a beautiful Twitter. Like, if you just scroll down it, it's beautiful. Like, I could read it all day. I've stayed up past like midnight reading it. It's like a good book that you can't put down.
Like her book.
Oh yeah, good one. but yeah, the mason jar, she would have like napkins in there. She would have like gum wrappers. And I think that's such a beautiful thing, because I know I write down things, but it's mostly like grocery lists or something. And I think that I need to start doing this to get my creative juices flowing.
Yeah, I like the idea of trying it yourself, because another thing that that is so obvious in this book that, like, you know, kind of speaks so loudly to relationships with people through technology is that people, like, I think I do this myself, like, a thought that you have, you don't, so many of your thoughts you no longer keep private. You share them with the world. And then you meet people that you will never meet in person because of that. But this thought of having thoughts that you keep private just in your mason jar or whatever form of that you take is such an interesting practice to think about the difference in between keeping your thoughts yours and making them public.
And going off that, you can also go back and analyze those thoughts, because you can always, you know that it's, that they're there. You know that you had that thought, but sometimes you don't have time to analyze it in the moment. So you can always go back, like, right before bed, or right when you wake up, read the thought and be like, oh, I remember this moment. I was in the coffee shop on this day, and this guy had just spilled coffee all over my table, and blah, 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 blah. And you go back to that moment, and it's very beautiful to reminisce on things like that.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm going to do a little plug again for our show and our website, because it's new and it's fantastic. But don't share the things you're writing down in your mason jar with us. But if you want to do it for a little while and then let us know what you think, that would be, I mean, we would love to hear from all you guys, because you're so important to us. That sounded sarcastic, but it wasn't. okay. Oh man, what else is there to talk about?
Her writing style.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So beautiful. She doesn't ever beat around the bush. She goes directly to the point. And I think with poetry, usually you're beating around the bush a lot, using a lot of metaphors. Her poetry is so direct. Like, you know exactly what each metaphor means. You don't have to analyze the poem too hard, because that's what usually kept me away from poetry, which is awful to say, I know. But at the same time, it's so hard for me to read poetry sometimes, because I'm like, what are you saying? Those are such big words. And now I, like, with her poetry, like, I know what she means, and I know where she's going, and I know where she came from, and that's just so refreshing.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna just read a bit of a poem to give an example. This poem is also about just, I think it's the first poem in the book, and it's just kind of an intro to how she sees technology, which is great. So, there is this land of the people, I like to call it. On the land, there are rivers and streams that separate us. It used to be a problem until technological bridges were made. Now, we have a community on this land of people. There are still islands, just more bridges. I mean, do you want to speak to that first, or do you think it kind of speaks for itself?
I mean, it really just speaks for itself. She paints this picture of, it's not even like a world, it's just, I think of like Pangaea and when it's like first separating.
Oh, I love that analogy.
And I think of how people, whoever, whenever it was happening, people were getting separated. And now with technology, the bridges that she mentions are being built back up, and we can talk to someone in China or Africa. And that's a beautiful thing. And it's such a different way of looking at what technology has done for us.
Yeah, I agree. I think if we're talking scientifically, I don't think there were people during Pangaea. But that is a great metaphor to think about, like this kind of if there were of people being separate, or even just like how life is when people did come into existence or whatever, there was no connection, and now I think for the first time there is this connection where you can connect to anyone unless they aren't linked in to technology, when you never could. Like, there was a woman from Japan last week who like commented on our last episode, which you guys should go check out. And I was like, oh my, I first just kind of read it and didn't think about it. And then I was driving home and I was like, a woman from Japan just talk to me. I've never been to Japan. I know nothing about Japan. And lo and behold, I am talking. I talked to a woman from Japan, you know? Yeah. So crazy things. What's next? Well, we talked about her relationship with a lot of people. I know we're really jumping around here, but we always do. It's cool. Her husband. Poof. Oh man, her husband. He sounds like one great guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, Michaela is not in her head. Let's see what you have to say about that.
Oh, yeah. I need to find me a man like this. he is there for her whenever, wherever, whatever she needs. It seems like he just drops everything and will go to her if she needs him. And it's beautiful to see that technology didn't like hinder their relationship, but made it richer, because they can just talk all the time, whenever, and they don't have to worry about people kind of like intruding on their conversations anymore because of texting and maybe some other kind of texting, you know. I mean, they're married for a while.
Whoa there, friend. Kids might be listening.
Very true. I'm sorry. but yeah, forgetting what I just said. I love that it hasn't been, I don't know how to put this in words. Hold on, give me a second.
No problem. Take all your time. Maybe I can prompt you. It hasn't been like, it hasn't like, well, okay. So many times, like, you can be with someone and then your phone buzzes and then you pick up your phone and start texting and then you're not with someone anymore. And they don't do that. Like, they're with each other when they're with each other, and then, and they don't let themselves get distracted by technology. But then also when they aren't with each other, they can so easily communicate because they, I don't want to say that they rely on each other too much because they're both obviously independent, but they are so, like, deeply connected with each other. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely took the words right out of my head, even though I didn't know how to say them. But yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to get at. And you mentioned that they don't let the technology hinder them when they're together. And I think that's so beautiful because they get kind of the best of both worlds by not growing up with the technology. Because I know that because I grew up with technology, it's just always there. So let me just use it while I talk to people that are right in front of me. Like, I have a computer right in front of my face.
Yeah, well, I mean, who doesn't?
apparently they don't. There we go. But yeah, I think that they definitely get the best of both worlds, and I want that in my marriage one day.
Yeah, for sure. And one other thing I wanted to say about him is that I think it's like he's the person that she uses technology the least with, and I think she really likes that because even though she loves the benefits of technology, she, you know, hates the cons about it, but she doesn't have those with him because so much of the cons for her about technology is, not being able to be with the people who she cares about. But with him, she is with him. I think if he was a long distance relationship, she would have a much harder time because he is kind of that person who's always with her, even though all her other relationships are kind of across the land.
Yeah, he's kind of like her home base. Like, she goes to first base sometimes, which could be work, or on a trip at second base.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ooh, bases. I was thinking you were talking dirty again, friend. My bad.
No.
Okay.
Not all the time. No. I was thinking it was a completely clean metaphor, friend.
Well, you know, first time for you.
Oh.
All right. Back to
get back on topic.
But whatever. Yeah. I think we're cool.
But now I need to use a different analogy. He's like her rock. She knows he's there, but he doesn't weigh her down. It's kind of like a stone that she can, like, carry in her pocket sometimes and just be like, oh, you're still there. I know you're still there.
Like one of those plastic stones that you hide your keys in.
Yeah, exactly. The key to her heart.
Oh my goodness, they're so cute. Ugh. Let's talk about the title poem, Butterflies with Curly Hair. Oh my goodness, Michaela, will you read this for us?
Of course. Let me not butcher this because it's beautiful. All right. Saying goodbye has changed so much. It is just the press of a button. It is still foreign to me. I am so accustomed to the culture of a hug and the increasing faintness of footsteps after those words. I'm so used to being able to turn around, even if it was just for one last glance, wave, I love you. Having the ability to run back and say all the things I forgot, the things I wanted them to hear. But now, there's just silence. Quiet, as if a butterfly had just laid foot on a delicate flower. As fleeting as its takeoff, in an instant, It's so far above your head, out of your sight, reach, earshot. And my butterflies, with his curly hair, are so far away, in different states and area codes.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's such a beautiful poem. It's so well written and thought out, and the butterfly analogy and the way that, I love that line, my butterflies with his curly hair. I mean, it makes it so clear that she's talking about his children, and then, and that also captures like the love for her husband in that line too. And oh my gosh, and that the one it's listing, you know, glance, wave, I love you, or out of your sight, reach, earshot. I mean, just the what is it, the repetition in that kind of strong thing being stated, it's so beautiful. And then, I mean, and it's so easy to relate to. I know exactly what she means, like exactly what she, I know I've felt it myself, and I know other people who have too. And I mean, oh my goodness, it's such a beautiful poem. Guys, if you like this poem, go buy her book. Let us support Miss Wordsworth and show her how much she means to us, because those words are incredible.
You could say her words are worth something.
Oh my goodness. Michaela, I'm so glad. I'm so glad we get to do this together.
Same, Jasmine. It's so much fun. So much.
Okay, back to the title poem.
Of course. A goodbye. It's such a sad thing. It's such a bittersweet thing, and she captures it so well with just the first two lines. The saying goodbye has changed so much. It's just a press of a button. And automatically, I think of a call. I automatically think of just hitting my the little red icon on my iPhone and saying goodbye. So it's, she's just amazing, man.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And I know I've sort of tried to increase my talking to people on the phone instead of texting recently. And I have this weird thing where when I say goodbye to someone, I kind of tend to wait for them to press the button just in case they want to say something else. Because even though, like, I live in a world of technology, a goodbye is still a really, I guess, important, like, millisecond, you know? Like, I feel, it just feels so harsh to, like, take the phone away, take their voice away from you and press the button. Part of me still just kind of lets them do it so I don't have to go through the pain of doing it. And so I, like, can hear the click of, like, of them actually being gone.
Yeah, definitely. It's such a different experience saying goodbye over the phone versus saying goodbye in person. I'm very bad with goodbyes. I always am just so awkward because I don't really want to say goodbye, but I know I have to. So even over the phone, I'm like, bye? Yes? No? Okay. All right. Goodbye. And then, like, we hang up. And my mom has especially picked this up because I call her the most. And she's like, you know, you can just hang up. Like, we'll see each other soon. And I'm like, I know, but, like, your voice is so soothing and stuff like that. And she's like, Michaela, come on. Come on now. And I'm like, all right. I see you, Mom. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I feel like we've talked about everything we wanted to today. Let's do recommendations. Do you have anything else you want to talk about, or can we go on to recommendations?
I think we've gotten everything. You guys should definitely comment, join the conversation. Always, we want to hear from you guys, but let's do some recommendations.
Okay, as always, folks, we do a list of recommendations to go off of if you find yourself liking what we've talked about today. First off, Michaela.
First is actually an album. You guys should definitely check out Childish Gambino's Because of the Internet. It's a whole album, And it's basically describing all of the struggles, all of the like wins and losses that we have because the internet was introduced. He is, I guess he's 20, in his 20s right now. So he kind of grew up with technology because what, Google is what, 10 years old, I guess? Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
Well, we can Google that. But basically, he's talking about how it has changed his relationships, especially with girls. You know how rappers are. They really like to talk about their girls.
We're using girls as a PC term here, folks.
But yeah, he definitely captures the same essence that Paige Wordsworth is capturing with her book.
Just in a different light. So I'm gonna my first recommendation is this book called Feed by M.T. Anderson. It's a dystopian, fictional novel. It takes place in the future where computers have advanced to the point where they're just like a thing in your brain. So you think message Michaela and then you get my message, and so it's a really interesting read. So the premise is about a boy who falls in love with this girl, which is, really simple. But then of course the author never just ex says flat out and explains how the technology works, so you kind of are figuring it out as you go along. And obviously, your relationship with someone over the internet, especially when the internet is in your head, is going to be completely different than with your when you're with that person. And so it's this interesting exploration of the future and technology.
Wow, that's so cool. I need to read that book now. Another recommendation. We're just going to keep listing these things, guys. This is an artist. His name is Alex Kessling. He created this robot. It's kind of weird.
Amazing. Oh my gosh.
And he will draw something, and I guess the robot picks it up. I'm not completely sure how the technology works, guys. I'm not too savvy with this. But the robot will pick up his like senses and will send it up to the satellite out up in outer space, and then it'll go right back down to this robot that's right next to him, and they will be drawing the same exact thing. It's like to the T. You need to check him out, guys, and then you need to check out our interview on our other channel, The Art is Strong, with this one with George Mooney, with Alex Kessling. And definitely, like, he is such a cool guy. I got to meet him when he came to the office. He was so cool, so chill. I want to try out his art thing. Mine won't be as amazing as his, but you know.
Yeah, wow, that's so cool. I'm interested in like the satellite. Like, did he launch a satellite into outer space? Definitely not. But that's well, I guess you can figure it out on George Mooney's show. So go check that out. And then I got a movie for y'all to watch if you have the time. Go see the movie Her, guys. It's about a man who falls in love with a computer operating system. But it's not just like some guy programming and, falling in love with that. This operating system essentially has its own personality because it like learns. It's very, very futuristic, but well, no, it's not very futuristic. It's like the technology is the only thing that's like wildly futuristic. Everything else is pretty normal. But anyway, so he falls in love with this operating system, but it's like a person. It becomes a person. It has its own, mind, even though it's been created by humans. And I mean, it's really the epitome of relationships through technology because his relationship, he has a romantic relationship with technology. There'll never be any kind of body to that. Don't give me that face. She's giving me little sexual faces over here. No, there'll never be a human to that person, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that movie actually reminds me, Jasmine. Have you ever seen the TV show Catfish?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that TV show. We should recommend that to our listeners too. I mean, it's, yeah.
Of course. Basically, the TV show is like, it follows a different person each episode, or two people in an episode, whatever.
I think it's just one person each episode. Okay, I don't know. It's good. MTV.
Oh yeah, MTV is my jam. But basically, this guy, Neef, he coined the term catfish, and it's basically someone is playing you over the internet. And he investigates and helps the person who thinks that someone is catfishing them find the person. And then they go to the person's house or wherever, and they see if they actually were catfishing them. It's such an intense show, guys. You really need to watch it.
Yeah, and the other thing is I'm pretty sure that the TV show started because Neve made a movie about when he himself was catfished. And it's really interesting because it really is a show about psychology, you know, like these people meeting this person who may or may not be the picture they saw online, and these people who were maybe lying and maybe telling the truth having to come forward and no longer hide behind their screens. It's really, I mean, even though it's kind of like reality television, it's like, there is kind of this psychological part to it. Looks like we're out of time, folks. Everybody, this has been I Think You're Cool with Michaela Prilliam and Jasmine Grell. We are so glad that you guys tune in each week to listen. Tell your friends about it. You know, go to our website if you want to see pictures of cool things that we've talked about. Listen to old shows or comment, or, you know, let us know what you think of, I don't know, anything? Yeah.